I don't think I'm ready for this.
I'm eating my celebratory piece of candy.
Your victory, Baby Ruth?
It's the best kind of candy.
That's gross to me on a few levels.
Why? You like Baby Ruth.
I guess I'm not anti-Baby Ruth. But the victory, Baby Ruth, is gross to me.
Yeah. What a great day this is. The sun is shining. It's randomly 70 degrees outside. The Bears kicked the Vikings' butt last night. And I'm going to be honest with you. I did not see it coming. If you listen to part one of this podcast, you'll know that I clearly had no hope for victory.
Yeah, no, I know that. I think we were both on the same page. We did not see this coming. Although, if you listen to part one of this podcast, you'll hear some fear in my voice. There's always a little anxiety, and I'm not saying that I called it, but I'm saying in the midst of it, I was disgusted, but not shocked.
You were disgusted.
Yeah, we were texting back and forth.
Yeah.
Frankly, what we probably should have been doing was live tweeting back and forth so that our three Twitter followers could see what was going on.
Well, yeah, except that I was referring to you as a negative Nancy, so I feel like that was...
I did get pretty negative Nancy for a while there.
You sure did, and I told you to snap out of it.
Yeah, I was just in shock. I think what I'm most in shock about was that our defense didn't show up. Now, they didn't get to spend a lot of... they had to spend way too much time on the field because...
So you're suggesting maybe they were just overtired or...
Here's what really made me mad, more than anything, was that it felt to me like towards the end of the third quarter, we just gave up. Like Zimmer gave up, the offense gave up.
Oh, that's when you texted me. That's when I went to sleep and you texted me and said, don't worry, Zimmer's giving up too.
We had 6 minutes left in the third quarter. We're down three scores, and we're out there with no sense of urgency. Like, you need to score two touchdowns and a field goal to get back in this game, and you're almost down to one quarter of football, and they're huddling up. They're taking their time, letting the clock run out. Like, you don't have any...
Maybe they looked at the scoreboard, and they just looked at it backwards really fast and thought they were the home team.
They were like, oh,
we're doing fine.
We're doing great. Let's eat clock.
Let's just waste time.
It was very disappointing.
I will say a few things about the game last night. Now, I did not watch the fourth quarter because
right,
I was...
Which we discussed.
Really
we
tired. I just can't make myself stay awake that long. But turns out I didn't need to watch it. Apparently nothing happened.
No.
Because I don't believe anybody scored at all during the fourth quarter. But a couple of things. One, Bradford, that's his name, right?
Yep.
That's your quarterback?
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford had a really rough game last week, and I did not watch it, you know, so I didn't know
against
this.
Against Philly.
But they kept referencing it and showing footage from the week before. And first of all, that's his old team.
Yeah, they destroyed him.
They were not nice to that poor man.
No.
They were not nice to him at all. Now... That maybe you should be able to shake that off. I don't know. I'm not an athlete, clearly. So
a lot of hits.
I don't know, but I feel like he just didn't show up to the game last night. And then he was just throwing it. It was kind of like Jay Cutler was your quarterback last night during most games. The Jay Cutler of most regular season games or games, because we don't usually go to the postseason. Yeah, he was just kind of throwing it, but there was nobody there.
Right. Well, and part of it was because our offensive line is horrifying. Like, he got no protection. Every time he snapped the ball, there were four Bears right in his face. I mean, there were a couple of passes that should have been for touchdowns that were tipped at the line. There were plenty of passes where he was just hurried and hassled. And the guy's not mobile. Like, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to scramble away and make something happen.
Right.
Like, I think he was out of the pocket twice last night. One of those two times he got sacked, and the other time he, I think, completed one pass. But, like, he just looked really uncomfortable. The only way we're going to be successful moving forward is if we get this offensive line figured out. They don't have to be great. They just have to be not awful.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, this long guy looks awful. And
I met his sister.
I know.
I met his sister at a bar once in Chicago. Randomly, yeah. I was there with someone who is also a Vikings fan. And so the Vikings were, I don't know if they were playing the Bears that day, but we were watching the game. And there was this woman at this table next to us with like all of these other people. And the Vikings did something good, so me and the person that I was with started cheering. And then she comes over and she's like, "Are you a Vikings fan?" And I said, "No, he is. I'm not." And then we started talking, and she's like, "Oh, my brother is Kyle Long. Mm-hmm. Is his name Kyle Long?" So then I was like, "Well, clearly I have to be a Kyle Long fan because I met his sister a couple years ago."
Yeah. Well, after last night, yeah. You should be a huge Kyle Long fan. He was one of the best performers for your team last night.
He really was. He did a really nice job.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if his sister is available to be on our O-line.
She's not very big. She's probably about my size, so she won't be able to help a whole lot.
Couldn't be a lot
Maybe
worse.
She's fast. I don't know. Right. I will say that Sam Bradford did not make a hilarious mistake that Jay Cutler did make last night. Did you catch it when he hit Alshon Jeffrey in the back of the head with the football?
That was one of the better moments of the game.
I was like, what just happened?
Talk about miscommunication. I mean, it was a great pass.
My favorite were the announcers who were like, "I have never seen that before."
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I mean, if he would have turned around, we would have really had something there. Not that we needed it turned out, but still.
Yeah, that would have almost certainly have been a touchdown. I have big concerns about Xavier Rhodes going down.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, essentially our best defensive player, probably our best player on the whole team right now.
Is he out for an extended period of time?
I haven't checked his status, but I don't think he came back into the game. So I know I said this last night and I was being kind of a negative Nancy, but this, again, as a Vikings fan, this feels to me like an almost inevitable slide. So the more we built up this season in our minds, the more, in my mind, I kept thinking, just wait for it. Like, just wait for the collapse. I'm almost glad that it's coming this early, because it's very painful when it happens, like, in the first round of the playoffs or when we're on the bubble of making it into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So at least we're experiencing it now. My only hope now is that this is not a, like, full-out season-long collapse, but it's just this is where we're going to remind ourselves that we're human and hopefully come back and dig ourselves out of this gutter, get a few more wins, and maybe still make the playoffs. I mean, we've still got the best record in the division,
mm-hmm.
but we have a lot of really hard games ahead of us. And if we can't beat a 1-6 team, then I don't have a lot of faith in what I'm not going to go into any of these games with confidence. Let's say that.
Okay. Well, as a fan of the now 2-6 team,
yeah.
I would just like to say a couple of things. One, you get really used to that feeling of failure, and it's going to be okay. So if this was the Vikings, if they've already hit the peak of the season, you're going to be okay.
Oh, I've been through lots of seasons where the Vikings, where this is as good as it gets.
Now, I'll also say we have won exactly 2 games this season, and one of them against the Lions, so that kind of doesn't even count.
Yeah.
So last night, basically, one good game we've – and actually, the Vikings did not play very well last night. So again, kind of doesn't even count. But I will say that I get ESPN updates on my phone, as you know, because it goes off constantly in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I did get one a little while ago, almost an hour ago, that – basically says Bears 2-6 up one spot to number 29 in week 9 NFL power rankings. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are just climbing that list of teams that are performing well.
Yeah, I wonder who you shot past. Did Tampa Bay lose at home?
I don't know, but I do know that we're on a bye this week, so we should be able to hold it.
Just hang on to that.
One more week.
Hang on to that level.
Now, in all fairness, if Jay Cutler hadn't performed as well as he did last night, which I think he actually had a pretty decent game. He was pretty on point. It would have just been the absolute end of Jay Cutler with no conversation because he hasn't played for 5 weeks. Like, he's had the time to rest up and figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no question that he seemed to be playing to make an impression.
Correct.
He even, and you noticed this, you pointed this out to me, he even smiled.
He smiled. I If I could have paused the TV, I would have paused the TV.
He was walking up and down in the fourth quarter when the victory was sort of locked up.
Yes.
They cut to him on the sidelines and the announcers were talking about it. And he was like going up and down the bench, high-fiving his O-line and like schmoozing with his team. Like he was trying really hard. Clearly, Jay Cutler's agent sat him down during those 5 weeks and was like, listen.
Let's have a charming talk.
You
need to be more
charming. $70 million. If you want to make any more dollars, you need to come back and, one, play well,
yeah.
and two, you know, like put on that famous Jay Cutler charm.
That is completely non-existent, except
oh,
for last night. Now, ironically, he became really charming after I went to sleep, as I'm sure a lot of Bears fans did, because we were like, we're either going to win this or we're going to watch them lose it again. So
right.
maybe it's better that I just get some extra sleep.
Right. Either we've seen all the good parts or I'm going to stay up and watch a horrifying collapse.
Which we're very used to.
Mm-hmm.
We're okay with getting ahead at the beginning of the game. Honestly, I didn't come halftime. I was just not even excited that we were in the lead because I was thinking to myself, they're going to go in there. They're going to have their little locker room, whatever, and come out and forget that they're playing a football game.
Yeah.
They're going to be distracted by like something sparkly in the stands.
Truly, this was fully my expectation. Like, I was disappointed in the first half, but I went into halftime also thinking, all right, Zim's going to go yell at them. They're going to come out and, like, wake up and realize they're playing the Bears and come screaming back. Even going into the fourth quarter, I thought, we could still come back. And then there was a Stephon Diggs touchdown that I was like, oh, my gosh, here it is. It's starting. We still have plenty of time. Like, we just have to make things happen. Maybe we'll run a kickback or, you know, whatever. And just nothing. Not even any sense of urgency. There was no two-minute drill, none of that. We're just like, I guess we got another loss on the record. Let's move on and start game planning for next week.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre to me. I was particularly excited that Alshon Jeffery got his first touchdown of the season last night.
Yeah.
Because he's on my fantasy team, and I really need those points. Now, also starting on my fantasy team last night was the Bears defense.
Yeah.
Which
got
was definitely the right call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got me like 20 points last night, which
Huge.
Was great.
Yeah.
My fail was when I started Kyle Rudolph over Zach Miller.
Yeah,
Zach Miller had a really great night.
Huge game.
I didn't get any of those points because I only got Kyle Rudolph's, like, 6 points.
Yeah, and your running back, Langford, was on my bench.
Oh.
Had I started him in my fantasy league, I also would have done very well.
Yeah.
But I made a lot of bad coaching decisions this week, it turns out. Wrong quarterback, wrong defense, wrong
So then you
back.
And, what's his name, Zim? Zimmerman?
Zim. Yeah, me and Zim were on the definitely
on
the same wavelength. I had the
Fox
worst.
Fox, for once, did not make a lot of bad calls and was smiling on the sidelines as well. So I was like, good for you, buddy.
Now, this was my worst football week of the season so far. I lost in both fantasy leagues. My team lost. The only nugget that I can hold on to make
is that
me
you
feel
know
a little
that
bit
I'm
better.
So happy that my team won finally.
Well, obviously, your joy brings me joy.
Right. That's the right answer.
But in real life, the only nugget of joy I have to hang on to is the fact that the Packers lost.
By That's, 1 point, which
and
makes
Detroit.
It so much sweeter.
Yeah, and Detroit, too. So the only team in our division that won was the Bears,
right.
And they're not going to win the division. So,
well, we don't know.
We don't.
Maybe you haven't seen. We've raised up one slot on the power ranking, whatever that even is. I don't even know what that is. But it made me laugh out loud that we're celebrating it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
there's going to be Walter Payton jerseys everywhere around town. In the other state south of us.
As there should be. Well, I will say this. If the trajectory continues the way that it's pointing right now...
You'll buy me a Ditka
sweater?
You're going
to win the Super Bowl, and everyone else in our division is going to finish with the number of wins they currently have. So it all depends on how you set that trajectory.
This would be the best Disney movie ever.
The Bad News Bears. This could be the reboot.
That's right.
Well... I wish I could say this was a fun episode for me, but...
Well, I feel like we need to shout out a podcast, pal. It'll bring it around to something positive for you.
Will it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to be helpful and supportive.
I appreciate that. You are... this is one of those moments where I'm glad that you are my co-host and not Todd.
This is the only moment you can come up with where you're
no,
glad
I said,
that
this is one of those moments. There's probably others. This is one.
there's probably thousands of others. I can make a list of all the reasons Todd should not be your co-host. I don't have to worry about this because he doesn't listen.
That's true. He says he listens. That's one of the reasons.
He says he listens. But stopping at, like, episode 3 does not count as being a listener.
No.
Unless you just started listening.
I mean, what kind of a listener doesn't even listen to Valet's episode? That was a great one.
Right? Was a good one. And there was food afterward.
Well, I'm going to try to squeeze some value out of this otherwise valueless situation by encouraging all of the celebrating Bears fans out there to get on our Facebook page, hit us up on Instagram, and write some kind of iTunes review. And if it encourages you to do this, go ahead and shout out the Bears as you're doing it. But get on there.
Do you think I should call my family just to make sure they know they won? They probably do. They probably heard it in their cars this morning in case they didn't watch.
Yeah, they're probably discussing it on the radio.
They're probably just really disappointed in the whole rest of the season, so they might have skipped it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Podcast Pal, are there any other Bears fans listeners that we know are Bears fans? Are you the only Bears fan that we know?
Who listens? We might. I don't know if I count as a listener.
Well, I mean, you do listen to all the episodes.
Well, so do you.
Yeah, so we're definitely listeners. That's two more. I just got us two listeners.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm not sure what that says about us if we listen to ourselves talk.
Oh, it says something.
I will say that generally when I go back and listen to an episode, I'm thinking the same thing in my head as you're talking. Mm-hmm. So it's all completely genuine.
Yeah.
And legit.
Well, I was going to say we should choose a Bears fan for our podcast pal, but since
they
apparently are as rare as unicorns, we'll have to choose someone else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I might get a nasty email after this.
If you're a Bears fan out there that Betsy's just not recognizing right now, you should definitely get on the Facebook page and let her know.
Potentially, I just don't know that they listen.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the list is so long.
You know what? We're going to do something totally different today.
Okay.
We're going to declare a podcast pal who's probably not a listener. How do you feel about this?
Oh my gosh, I have the perfect person.
Yeah, go for it. Let's say it at the same time.
No, because I have no idea what you're about to say.
Ready? Just say your name at the same time. One, two, three. Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, that's really good.
He's not doing anything.
I was going to give it to the poor guy in the grocery store that thinks except I don't know his name.
No,
I was
see, say, that won't work.
Grocery store Bears fan guy.
I think Teddy Bridgewater should be our podcast pal for this episode because he's not doing anything right now. He's in recovery. He's not playing football. So he probably needs to be consuming a lot of podcasts.
Teddy, I just want to take this opportunity to tell you that, one, you and I were meant to be friends.
Yeah.
And two, to give you the opportunity to co-host an episode whenever you want, with or without Matt, you choose.
Oh, whoa, whoa. It's how I'm
going to schmooze him onto the Bears.
I've already approved the Bears trade.
Yeah, it's a good point.
As much as
so, Teddy, just give us a shout on the Facebook page or whatever other. I don't know how else you would get
just
a hold of
reach
us.
Out. Just reach out to us. You've got ways, I'm sure.
You do, probably.
Anyway, so podcast pal.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Monster.
The Teddy Monster.
Maybe someday.
The Teddy Bear.
Yeah, I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this last painful set of minutes has been another episode for you to enjoy. Betsy has been smiling a lot.
I'm so happy because it's so unexpected.
Yeah.
As you can tell from episode one, the first part.
It truly is. It's like
I was shocked, even to the point last night where when they started playing, and I texted you about this, in the background of the game, you could hear them playing Living on a Prayer in the stadium. I was like, I just want you to know the irony of this is not lost on me.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty sure at that point we were still going to lose the game.
Can I just say one last thing? I know I was about to end the episode, but I have to say one last thing.
Yeah.
What's the name of the coach who does the commentary again? Do you remember his name? He's super cheesy, and gets all fired up about his PowerPoint slides behind him all the time.
Oh, no. I don't know either of their names from last night. So they weren't Deion Sanders, I'll tell you that. Turns out he's not Monday Night Football. He's a different day.
He's on a different day.
Yeah.
Anyway, for some reason the name is escaping me, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, is it the guy who used to be on the...
He's the guy with hair. He was a head coach for a long time. And anyway, but...
The guy who was going on and on about his Packers play last night? His one Packer play that got in the game in 1994 on Halloween Day. Yeah, yeah, I don't know his name either.
So, first of all, this guy, he's fine, but he drives me nuts sometimes. Because he loves to, like, make these cutesy little names for teams. So, like, when the Vikings were doing well, he claims that he dubbed them the Purple Rain Defense.
Like, oh, yeah. They kept referring to the Purple Rain Defense last night, which made me laugh.
And, like, every time he says it, he puts, like, this verbal TM next to the name like it's his. Like, nobody else has ever thought of this clever tie-in to Prince and the Vikings.
Right.
Like, really original.
Right.
But then last night, he couldn't shut up about the Monsters of the Midway. It was this big Halloween tie-in.
Which, again, not new.
No, not new.
Not even a little new.
Or creative.
No.
But he just couldn't help but wedge it into every sentence every time they... There they are, the Monsters of the Midway! Oh, my God. It makes me miss John Madden so badly.
I think we can agree on one thing. We might want to get the bell ready for this.
Oh.
It's been a pretty great 2 days for Chicago sports.
No question. No question.
Which is generally not something that we always have to deal with. I think the Hawks might have even won this in the last couple of days.
They did.
All
right. It doesn't please me to ring the bell, but you've just said something that is a set of facts. So
and
I really
you agree. Yes.
So how do I disagree with
that's
that?
That's right.
There you
also,
go.
That's the first time you have ever rung the bell before.
I know, usually...
Normally I'm like, all right, fine, I agree.
Well, this has been a week of firsts.
It really has.
A Bears win against a otherwise dominant team.
Yeah.
We agreed on...
I think this gives me hope for the Bear-Packer game.
Ooh,
we did beat them once last season on Thanksgiving. I was so thankful.
I was, too.
It was a great Thanksgiving game.
I would love to see you win that game. I will be such a big Bears fan that day.
Okay. Yeah. Remember, it's blue and orange. You own both of those colors.
In spades, absolutely. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're done here.
I think we are.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Betsy.
And this has been Guy Talks.
And Girl Rolls Her Eyes.